855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Again, 855-450-3733. If you want more Free Talk Live, we've got it for you. And it's free. Go to archives.freetalklive.com. There you can get MP3 archives going back as far as 2006, all for free. Every hour of Free Talk Live, free for you, there at archives.freetalklive.com. Every other radio program out there that I can think of that's on commercial radio is charging for their archives, or at least most of them. Not Free Talk Live. We give them to you. Archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Annie calling from Missouri. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
All's well.
Great.
Good. Stephanie, you have a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
I am really sorry that, like, 9/11 truthers have gotten into your face.
Has this happened to you?
Well, no. I'm a truther, and I don't do that to people. I don't ever even bring it up unless it comes up in some way. Mm. But what I wanted to touch on is I think anybody, you know, that when they say that there hasn't been a draft, I think that's incorrect. I think there's been a poverty draft.
Poverty draft,
okay. And I think that the people that have joined the military, like, after 9/11 are, I mean, I hate to say this, but I think they're suckers. Because look at how we treat the military.
Poorly.
When they get injured and
this is the thing,
when they come home.
This is what I just don't understand is often, I guess you have to trick 18 to 20-year-olds into going into this because they get treated so badly on the way out. Their minds and bodies are broken.
And the recruiters aren't exactly honest when they are trying to get people to join. I mean, a couple of years ago, they really had a hard time getting people to sign up, and they were offering all kinds of bonuses, but then it turns out it's more difficult to get the college money than they promised, and people can't cash in on those things, and they don't get their VA benefits and everything. So, yeah,
I wish people would wake up about that, and because I mean, it is a poverty draft.
There's a great video that I like to promote sometimes on Free Talk Live. It's called Before You Enlist, and it's from Veterans for Peace and another organization, but it actually interviews people who joined the military and talks about what happened to them and families of people who lost their kids in the military.
And this is the only people that the military proponents will listen to, is it has to be veterans, and these are the only people that have any kind of credibility in the area. I mean, you, the taxpayer, just have to pay for whatever the military's adventures are and smile about it, and that's the only thing you can do in order to be a good person. Oh, by the way,
well,
you can thank them.
Have you guys ever listened to Joyce Riley?
I've heard the name.
Okay, she was in the first Gulf War.
Okay.
And she talks a lot about the vaccines and,
the Gulf War syndrome.
Pardon me?
Oh, the Gulf War syndrome?
Well, the Gulf War syndrome and the the mandatory vaccines and, it's like they're used as guinea pigs.
Yeah, you hear people
basically
say they got sick from them. And actually, I mean, there are, I heard a soldier say once that you can't get tattoos while you're in the military. And they use this, like, to basically illustrate that the government owns your body when you're in the military. They treat you as such.
Well, they call it the government issue. They call them GIs for a reason.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call, Annie. 855-450-3733. I've heard this concept that the you're not allowed to get tattoos, but I've seen all kinds of soldiers with tattoos, so I don't know how they do it. Did they get their item?
Well, maybe they had them, or they just violated the rules. Who knows?
Yeah, but I think it was probably like.
But regardless of that, I think it is a solid point that they treat you as though they own you when you're in the military.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that there's a soldier, sailor, airman, or marine, Coast Guard person out there that's going to disagree.
Sure.
That the government treats you like they own you, and that's what the claim of the poverty draft is. So, you know, there
yeah,
you go.
One of the reasons I really like that Before You Enlist video is because it shows it shows a wide variety of people, like all different backgrounds and races, and it shows a couple of women talking about sort of some of the things that women face in particular in the military, because there's a high incidence of sexual assault and rape and all kinds of stuff. And they talk about, you know, look, I didn't have very many, like, I remember there's this one kid, he's talking about, look, I didn't have very many options. You know, I grew up, I didn't go to a very good school, I'm in this bad neighborhood, what else am I going to do? And then this recruiter comes and says, yeah, you can get college money, you can get all this stuff, but they tell you that, but it's not really true, because it's really hard to cash in on that stuff later.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard some people say it's easy, some people say it's hard. I don't know. You know, frankly, I'm not that impressed with college as an option anyway, but... If you need it to have a better, you know, education, maybe that's it. Let's go on with the article you were reading.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I guess to just bring our listeners up to speed in case they're just tuning in, we were talking about six reasons a democracy produces pathetic candidates, and we were on number five and six. And so if you missed the first four reasons, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com or go to Free Talk Live's main page later on tonight and listen to the archives.
Right, at about 11 p.m. Eastern time, it will be up there at freetalklive.com, the front page, and you can get the last 7 days there.
So reason five that democracies produce terrible candidates are that democracy rewards ignorance. Politicians who fail to stroke the democratic mob's biases and play to their irrational fears lose. If your campaign requires educating the ignorant, teaching the illiterate to read, and leading babies to their first independent intellectual step, politics naturally selects against you. In real life, people receive feedback from reality when they make financial or social mistakes. In politics, everything is about concealing that reality from the voter.
That makes perfectly good sense. You know, if you do, you know, I think about a Republican who perhaps would try to come up with a reasonable immigration policy, or a Republican who might say something like, let's talk about gay people's right to contract with each other in marriage. Let's look at this as a contract, as a governmental contract, as it really is, as opposed to, you know, some institution that's been passed down or something like that, and how that would go for them inside the party. I mean, these are just reasonable ways of looking at the, and I am a Republican, and that would go very, very poorly for them. Or a Democrat who said, hey, look, Medicare is unsustainable. The people who are receiving Medicare right now have paid 25 cents for every Medicare dollar they're receiving, and they're talking about how they've earned it.
Or Social Security. And that's the complete truth, although it's not popular to say that, because people want essentially magic to happen. They want funny,
sure,
funny math, you know, where they...
Well, they want other people to pay for it.
Yeah.
They want to use the government as a... In that case, they want to use the government as an agency to steal for them.
Yeah, and actually that is the next point. Number six, reason why...
Hold on to it. Let's take George in North Carolina. George, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
This is George from Weaverville, North Carolina. And I was drafted... I wanted to go back to that a little bit. In 69, I'm 66 years old, and my first paycheck, well, it wasn't a check, it paid in cash. I was in the Army. Paid once a month was $98. I remember it well. We went downtown and bought a couple of beers and a couple of cartons of cigarettes and a Zippo lighter, and we were
How much
broke.
Did a beer cost then?
You could get some for 20 cents.
Wow.
Yeah.
That just shows the inflation that's happened over that time.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous amount of money. But I wanted to speak on the idea of the ownership, that you're a slave property in there.
Mm.
I did not like that. I moved on up real fast. I was only in 21 months. I was drafted for 24, but I found a way to get out, seasonal occupation. And I had to go back to North Carolina and pick tobacco. So, I got
George, I want to hear more. Could you hold the line for me, if you would? You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We'll talk to George here in just a minute. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Ladies, disease. How many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
I want to tell you about a book. It's called Strategic Survival, and you can find it at strategicsurvival.com. If you're tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it, or you think that the single scenario focus of survivalists on TV shows is just silly, StrategicSurvival.com's for you. With all the fear hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? This book will help you understand what might happen, and they have a bunch of different scenarios, and how it might affect you and those you care about, and what you can do about it. And that, I think that's one sentence really sums up the book. What might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what you can do about it. It includes recommendations for training and practice for so that you can add confidence and experience, and covers budget and schedule-friendly solutions, ranging from equipment and improvisation ideas you can carry with you for to more permanent infrastructure. It's a great book. Check it out, StrategicSurvival.com. They've got it in whatever form you need to get your reading material in.
I am intrigued by that.
StrategicSurvival.com.
And can you download it as an ebook, because the hurricane's coming, so people might not have time for shipping if they order a dead tree cutter.
Thanks for mentioning it. It doesn't. This isn't necessarily nuclear apocalypse or anything like that. There's all kinds of different reasons you're going to need survival skills.
I think
skills.
That's the most likely reason you'd need it, right?
It is a reason that you're going to need it. I mean, I remember in Florida, the power went out at my house for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the power's out.
It's
what do you do about that?
In New Hampshire several times in the past. I remember one winter, I think it was like 2008 or 9, there was an ice storm that downed power lines for like 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
It can happen anywhere.
It's scary. Mm-hmm. It can happen anywhere. And when it happens in New Hampshire, the cold will kill you.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go to George. North Carolina.
Back to George.
George, you had mentioned that you were drafted in, I think it was 68, and that your paychecks were a whopping $95 a month.
Yeah,
and
69. That's close enough. 69.
Okay.
Summer of 69. And a whopping paycheck. But that, we had six general raises while I was in there, not counting promotions. I came out in E5, which is pretty good for a guy only staying in 21 months.
Yeah.
And my pay went up a lot because of preparing for the all-volunteer Army. They have to pay those guys more than us draft guys.
That's true.
And but things like if you got a sunburn, you were subject to get an Article 15 for destroying government property.
I have heard that.
I didn't like that kind of thing, even at a...
They make it abundantly clear that they own you, huh?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. And you didn't even voluntarily join the military. You were drafted, so that's, I think,
drafted.
Twice as much of an affront.
I only had to pull 2 years instead of four or three as the other guys, which was something. It's not all ugly and bad, but the main thing is I reserved the right to quit, and back then, you couldn't just say, I'm tired of you, I'm leaving, I'm going home now.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do that. You did not do that. That didn't work.
Yeah, I bet. Ended you up in the brig.
But, on the other hand, the VA, I've had heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
I've had stomach problems. The VA has probably spent upward of $1 million on me on operations.
So do you feel like it's been good service? Because this VA's situation can really go either way. We have vets call this show and they say they get great service from the VA, and we have vets call this show and say they get horrifying service and that they think that their doctors are trying to kill them. And
I've been to many VAs all over the country. I've lived and worked in most states. I'm a construction welder and a welding inspector, and it's been all over the place. And some are not as good as others, and I won't call their names, but some VAs are worse than others. I'm near Asheville, which happens to have a very good one, and another very good one is in Gainesville, Florida. I mean, superb, superb. I wouldn't be here without them. You know, so...
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate it, George. I appreciate you giving us a call. 855-450-3733. It really can go either way on the VA. It's very interesting to hear people's opinions on it.
Yeah, and back to the ownership point, I think the government kind of makes it abundantly clear that they believe they own all of us, whether we're in the military or not, whether we're drafted or not. I mean, George's case was exceptionally clear. I mean, destruction of government property if you get a sunburn, I mean, really?
Yeah.
But, you know, in reality, everybody gets taxed, they get numbered, they have the social security numbers and its ID, and, you know, it's all downhill from there. I mean, they do believe that they own the products of your labor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your income. They try to tax you on everything.
That's what government says. I mean, government basically, you know, it claims to own your body because it taxes your labor.
It certainly makes a lot of laws that apply to your body, too.
Yeah.
From banning sodas and trans fats and stuff like that, prostitution and selling certain body parts. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they get into. That's
or at least
really,
renting them, right?
I was thinking of selling organs.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about prostitution.
But, yeah, prostitution is another case, sure.
Anyway, let's go on with the article that you had this for.
Okay, well, there's one more point
last
left
point.
About why democracy creates terrible candidates. The last one is an important one. It's that it creates a tragedy of the commons. So I wonder if everybody who's listening knows what a tragedy of the commons is, but basically the article is going to describe it here. Voters face what economists call a tragedy of the commons, a situation where shared or common resources, like fisheries, are depleted because every fisherman knows that if he does not take what he can now, someone else will later. So it's basically like communally owned property where everybody can access it, but nobody has an incentive to take care of it. They both basically all have the incentive to just take from it
right
now, and
try to imagine
what it's going to be like in the future.
Try to imagine a bunch of people that hunt for for food living around a forest full of animals. Now, none of them own the forest.
Right.
And if they go into that forest, they're going to hunt the animals to extinction in that forest because they want as much food as they can get to put in their freezer and feed the people they want to feed or whatever.
Well, it's not just that. They're kind of forced to do that, or they're incentivized to do that.
Absolutely.
Because if they don't hunt all the food now, someone else is going to come along and do it because there's nothing stopping them. Right.
It's absolutely the truth.
And so it gets abused.
Whereas if somebody owns a piece of property, they decide who goes in and takes the animals, when they take the animals, when the best time to take the animals is. You don't have the tragedy of the commons in that way. I raise pigs. I've got a couple of pigs at my house. I guess that sounds like I actually do it for a living or something. These are hobby pigs.
Yeah.
But I got a couple of pigs at my house, and we take good care of, these are well taken care of animals. If they were out on their own and somebody was going to hunt them and kill them, they might get them before they're the right size or, before they've had a chance to breed or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Owning animals, that's the way to go about, treating them the best and, getting the most from it.
So this article says each voter has an incentive to treat the public treasury, so government's money,
right,
like a common fishery, abusively. Elderly voters steal from the young through Social Security. The young steals from the elderly on fixed incomes with low interest rates driven by inflation. The poor rob the rich. The rich rob the poor. The never-ending cycle of reciprocal plunder, to use Frederick Bastiat's phrase, is as inevitable as fish depletion in a commons.
That sounds exactly right to me.
Yep.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Comments on this or anything else?
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Stephanie, you know, here on Free Talk Live, it can really go either way with calls. You know, sometimes we just pound through show prep, and we read a lot of different stories, and, you know, people listen, and they don't necessarily call in on it. And other times we get so many calls we never really get to the show prep. And
sure, yeah.
You read what the six reasons why, non-conspiratorial reasons why democracy stinks or something like that?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, very interesting points made by the author there. And it's from the Skeptical
Libertarian blog.
Yeah, Skeptical Libertarian blog. Real quick, let me tell you about BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com is a company that from which you can buy your Bitcoins. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, you should go to weusecoins.org and find out what Bitcoins are, because I think they're an invention that's going to change the world here in relatively short order. I could be wrong. It's just my opinion, but I hold it strongly. And I back it up with the way I live my life. Anyway, go check out BitInstant.com. They've got more than a million locations that they work with in order to get you Bitcoins in more than 30 countries. Again, it's BitInstant.com. They're the biggest and, I'd say, most trustworthy place from which you can get your Bitcoins. It's BitInstant.com. And, Stephanie, you just read your story. I've got one here that...
Oh, is this about the R word?
The R word.
Okay,
yep.
I'm ready.
This is a tough one for me. So I got this email, and it came in from change.org. And I think during the 2008 election, somehow or another, I ended up on change.org's website. And I think they were backing Obama at the time or something. I don't know exactly.
But I don't think change.org really takes much of a position on things. They just allow people to create their own petitions, and then they can send them out to
people. It certainly is that now. It's a petition site. And on this petition site, sometimes they'll send out like their favorite one from that week. And this one is a petition here, and it's coming from a father, and I guess the father's name is Dennis Morgan. And it says, and it's addressed to me, as though he knew exactly who I was. Mark, as the father of a special needs son, I can tell you, I can't tell you how angry it makes me when people use the word retard in a derogatory manner. One of the worst offenders is Ann Coulter, who this week referred to President Obama as the retard on Twitter. I'm a Republican, and I'm not voting for President Obama, but that doesn't matter. This isn't about Democrats or Republicans. It's about right and wrong. And calling anyone a retard or retarded is just plain wrong. When Ann Coulter uses that word, she's telling bullies all over America that it's okay to make fun of special needs people like my son. Even worse, she's insinuating that my son is stupid or less human just because he has a disability. I started a petition on change.org demanding that Ann Coulter apologize and stop using this hateful word. Will you sign it? Now, for one, he's taking Ann Coulter and he's trying to pillory her as opposed to everybody who does it. But that's fine. I mean, she puts herself
she's
out
very
there.
Very prominent, yeah.
Yep, and she puts herself out
and
there.
He,
she wants to
he
create.
He alleges that she does this constantly. It's not just this one time.
He claims that, yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't pay attention.
I certainly don't follow Ann Coulter on Twitter.
Me neither.
He said here, when my son was born, the doctor said he had a 1% chance of living. He's been in and out of hospitals his whole life. He's technically died several times, but Caleb is a fighter, and he always pulls through. My son has fought to stay alive for 20 years. He deserves better than be insulted by someone looking to score cheap political points. I know that Ann Coulter says things like this to get attention, and part of me doesn't want to give her any more, but things like this that she said this week are just too much for me, and she needs to know her words hurt parents like me and children like mine. If she wants attention, she needs to find it another way. And so I'm left reading this kind of wondering to myself.
By the way, can we just interject one thing? There are about 56,000 people who have signed his petition.
Yeah, and he's looking for about 75,000 to do it. And I haven't signed it because I don't really know. This smacks of political correctness, and I think that there's value in political correctness, and at the same time, I think it's a double-edged sword because it damages the language. With the term retard, what does it mean? It means a person who has some kind of, you know, mental disability, right?
Well, retarded means slow, like yep. There's fire retardants, right? Like they retard the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it means, I guess, a person who is slow. I would say that particular word has fallen out of favor as a way to describe someone with developmental disabilities.
Yep. Absolutely. I think that oftentimes it's used as an insulting word.
Yes. It certainly was used that way when I was growing up in school. Like, if you wanted to bully someone, you would call them a retard.
Yep.
Even if they didn't have any intellectual disabilities.
Yep. And, you know, I wonder when, you know, if we all get our favorite word that we're going to eliminate, and I've got mine, you know, I've got several. I got a page full
what
or more.
What would you like to eliminate that you could say on the radio?
I hate raise, the term to knock down a building.
Oh.
To raise, mm-hmm. because it sounds like you're building the building. That's a dumb word.
But that's not an offense.
Niggardly. I don't like that word.
Real trouble for saying that word.
Right, and that, you know, it actually doesn't have anything to do with black people. It's
right.
Some kind of Dutch word.
Yep.
So there's one that I don't particularly like. I don't like the term anarchist as it's used by people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the term, you know, there's all kinds of them out there.
So those are words
are three that have
that
come
make
up to
you
mind right
uncomfortable,
now.
But do you have any words that offend you as, like, what if I
the real N-word. Uh-huh. Really offends me. One of my best friends, my best friend, but it, you know, it's we don't live close to each other anymore. His name's Julian. He's black, and I have been around when more than one person has used the N-word to describe him. It's uh-huh. always been in a pleasant sense. He did tell me one time about a situation that had happened to him that day where somebody had treated him in a racist fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But these had always been sort of the camaraderie, the sort of friendly use of the N-word as mm-hmm. opposed to the mean use of the N-word.
Okay.
And I don't accept it.
Yeah.
I don't like it, and it makes me angry that somebody would use that term to describe my friend, and I don't care whether it's friendly or not. So I don't like that word at all, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I feel.
But I've used it in anger.
there have been a lot of these words that people attempt to take back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people have tried to take back the N-word and use it as like a symbol of pride or camaraderie or whatever.
I knew an Indian guy who wanted to be called a coolie.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
It's kind of funny. I mean, it's like really, like it's Indian, a play on the N-word thing.
Asian Indian or American Indian?
No, Asian Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, subcontinent of Asia, India. The Indian subcontinent, yeah.
Yeah, and there are some words like, I mean, fag is another one, mm-hmm. right? Some gay people refer to each other as, gay guys will say that to each other, and some people don't mind it. And actually, I've heard a lot of discussions on the show Flaming Freedom, which is kind of an offshoot, maybe Free Talk Live, some of the co-hosts involved. And
FlamingFreedom.com?
It was a 40-year-old gay man and a 20-something-year-old gay man talking about the word fag. Mm-hmm. And the young one had no problem with it.
Yep.
The older one said, no, that still stings. I can't accept that word, you know. And I don't know, maybe it's a sign, it changes with time, like, or with what you grow up with, or with how much acceptance, you know, or how much bullying you've encountered. The word slut is another one. There are some people who want to reclaim the word slut and make it as a sex-positive word.
Was it ever a good term, slut?
It used to be a derogatory term in the past.
I can imagine that it is anything but that.
And there are people who, there's a book written in the 1970s called The Ethical Slut, and it's about polyamory, actually.
Okay.
And it's a very famous book, and I think that was the beginning of trying to take back that word. But
it's also the beginning of trying to sell a book, and it'll catch attention.
Yeah. I mean, but their whole thing was to redefine it and make it a term of pride, and I don't know. I've never been able to get on board with it. I don't know if it's because I'm old. I mean, that book was written before I was born, right? People started redefining
that
word.
You're not old.
I'm not that old.
I'm
in my 20s. So I guess what I'm trying to say with this is that some words have different connotations for different people, right? And I think what matters is, if you're talking to someone, especially if it's someone you know, you want to make them feel comfortable and respected, and so maybe you you choose what words to use based on respect for that person's comfort. Now, Ann Coulter doesn't know this person, wasn't trying to make anyone comfortable, and is actually trying to stir up trouble, so I can kind of see why she used this word.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, are all epithets, insults, and derogatory terms now off limits? Is that what it's it? What, is that what the idea?
We can choose to not be offended, too. That's another thing. We can empower ourselves.
855-450-3733.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready,
some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. If you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit, MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855. Why am I giving the number out? This is the last segment. Well, you might be able to sneak in here, so I'll go ahead and give it out. 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
And when you do your online shopping this holiday season, remember Free Talk Live. You don't have to give us anything except an extra...
You could, though. That we, give us bitcoins or...
I suppose you could. but, you know, you can give to us simply by doing your online shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. If you're going to shop through Amazon or any of the other online retailers we have there, the extra moment, and it's really just a moment, a click or two. So if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can do your shopping there, and it... You get the same prices, the same service. Everything would be the same for you. The shopping experience is the same. I swear it is. Just use shop.freetalklive.com, and we get a little smidge, a little percentage. Shop.freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, we are talking about a situation here, and I hope I don't sound callous in this situation. I certainly don't wish any ill on this gentleman, Dennis, and his son, Caleb, regarding his condition or anything like that, and I certainly wouldn't call his son, you know, some derogatory term. But I'm wondering, I got this email today, and I'm wondering what is going to happen to the language. Can no one express a negative thought? Because I'm motivated by what he says. Don't ever use the term retard again. Never use it again. And that's the claim. He has a special needs son. And I'm wondering, would it have been any different if Ann Coulter had said that Barack Obama was special needs instead of retarded on Twitter? Would it really make any difference?
Maybe for him, but it still would have, I guess, expressed the point that she doesn't like him.
Right. I mean, it would just, it'd be then sullying the term special needs. But Mark, Barack Obama's special, if you know what I mean.
Mark, you know, isn't this, I would make the argument that isn't this how social change is made without any coercive pressure from, like, the government? You know, he started a petition. This is a completely voluntary thing.
Yep.
You know, he wants to put some social pressure on Ann Coulter to make her reconsider her choice of words.
Yes.
And question other
is,
people
I'm asking, and I could make, you know, the I could put social pressure on people. I've used this example with you in the past to call me Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz. And, you know, it's a ludicrous situation where, you know, I suggest that everybody must call me Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz. Otherwise, it's insulting. Anything.
And we need to give some background on that, too, because there was a situation that happened on Free Talk Live. If you may be able to find it if you go back in the archives. But I said on the show once that I like to be called a woman instead of a girl.
Right.
I don't like to be called a girl because I don't think it's accurate. I'm, you know, around 30 years old. I'm not a girl. I'm a woman.
It's a stronger point you make because you're saying, please don't call me a girl. Please call me a woman.
Right.
Whereas, you know, what you haven't done is started a petition that would say, Ann Coulter, please never use the term girl again. Because this is a really great example. You're offended by what is in the
usage. I wouldn't say I'm not even offended. I just have a preference.
Okay, you have a preference.
And a lot of people assume that I was offended. And I think we can choose to not, like, have it be the end of our life if we hear a word that we don't like. And I choose that, of course. I just have a preference, and I want to make it known. And actually, I got a lot of negative feedback from that. And then you said, well, I'm going to make everybody call me Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz. But I don't think that's quite the same, because it's not... Okay,
it's first, a positive versus a negative.
Yeah, and, I mean, you could argue that people who with intellectual disabilities or special needs, they're kind of... like an oppressed group, or they're kind of a group that encounters negative social, sentiments, I guess. So, you know, I think we can make an argument that it's a little bit, you know, more considerate to try to make them feel more comfortable, to try to put them on maybe an equal playing field with other people. You know, like, don't...
Because here's... The father says that he suggests that... Anyway, even worse, she's insulting that... she's insinuating that my son is stupid or less than human just because he has a disability. And I don't know... I guess I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't know his son and I don't know what his disability is. But that some people that are retarded are stupid. And I don't know what to say about that.
Wait, some people that are retarded are stupid? What does that mean?
Aren't they? Can we no longer use the term stupid? What does the term stupid mean? I mean,
do you mean some people who have, like, disabilities, like intellectual disabilities?
Yes.
Yes, sure.
I don't know how to. Can we no longer? You know, it's like this weird situation where you're trying to describe the one black guy in the room without saying black guy, right? I mean, if you have a mental disability and you know it's a learning disability or whatever, I don't know what to use, and maybe stupid isn't the right terminology to use in that circumstance. But
it's hard. I mean, if you're trying to please everybody, it can be really hard to do that. I understand.
So and you don't even know who you're offending at any given time. She sent out a tweet, and some anonymous guy from North Carolina or someplace says, you know, he starts a petition and gets 75,000 people to, you know, to get her to stop. And I don't think that Ann Coulter is some kind of poor, you know, woman who can't defend herself or anything. You know, to me, she's an annoying harpy. And, you know, I'm not trying to insult harpies. I'm just saying that, you know, hey, I know what a harpy is. I know what Ann Coulter does for a living. These two things, they kind of match up in my mind. So
wait, but isn't a harpy a gender-specific term for, like, a woman?
And she's a woman.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm just saying, like, I wasn't offended by that, just to make it clear, but, I guess my point is, do we need to, what's the point of all this name-calling? Like, if you have a really good argument that's based on facts, you don't need to call names, right? And so you can avoid all
this. Do you think
that
people are motivated by facts?
Well, some people are.
I'm sorry.
Some people.
They don't sell cars with facts, man. They sell cars with pictures of Rooma Zoom Zoom, and they got music that you're used to hearing, you know, or whatever. Desperado.
And maybe I'll never be as famous as Ann Coulter, but I would like to personally. It's a goal that I would strive for, to try to use facts instead of call names.
I think that there's absolutely value in doing that, but if you want to move the masses. That you need to consider that the masses are often motivated by things besides facts and logic and critical thinking.
Sure.
That, Ann Coulter is a player, a pundit in the community of politics. And politics, as you just read.
She certainly has her share of being called names, too, of course.
So you know. She can take it. She certainly can take it. And she likes to fight about it, and that's fine. I mean, she descends into that arena. But I'm just wondering about the average person. Is there no derogatory military term one's allowed to use ever. Must one always speak on this highest of levels, where one's always using logic and never using an accusatory you, second person you? Must one speak like this all the time, and is one a callous, evil individual if one does not? I mean, if I ever let he's an MF-er slip, I mean, obviously I'm not suggesting he's effing his M. I'm saying that I disagree with that individual. And I, by the way, think that MF-er is generally a gender-specific derogatory term. And I don't think that that's such a terrible thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, is it always going to be all or nothing? I mean, like, you could try with your best, with your heart in the right place.
And you'd have a crappy life.
To respect people, right? And to, like, you said you have a friend that's transgendered, right, Mark?
I do.
And you try your best to use the pronoun that they prefer.
Yes, and I have a terrible time in it.
And sometimes you screw up, right?
Yeah, most of the time, it seems like.
Okay. Well, and you knew this person as one gender, and then they transitioned, right?
Yep.
So, I think if you have good, like, if you're trying to keep the other person's comfort in mind, it's hard for them to impeach you or impugn you so much.
I think if you're talking to an individual,
Ann Coulter wasn't trying.
Yeah, I think this is talking to an individual. But if you're talking to a large audience,
yeah,
then I think it's a different story. Let's take David's call here in the last few minutes of the show.
Good evening,
David. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm gonna say that Ann Coulter could have. Who was she insulting?
Well, she was insulting Barack Obama by calling him the retard.
Right.
But this is a father of a individual with special needs,
yeah,
and he is saying that he's insulted, that his son is being insulted, or something like that.
Well, I think she could have chose a word that insulted Barack Obama particularly, and avoided insulting a group of people who are the subject of disrespect, insults, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And she could have chosen a word that was particular to him, maybe, and would have been just as effective if, without slighting a whole group and mass of people that might have a few more obstacles in there.
Yeah, it's a great point, David. What if she had said libtard, or what if she, I've heard people who support Ron Paul being called Paultards.
Yes.
Right? There, I haven't heard much uproar. There's no petitions about those, right?
Yeah, well, it's white guys mostly that support Ron Paul, so you're allowed to say whatever you want about them. David, I do appreciate you giving us a call.
I don't know about that.
What's that?
I don't know about that.
It's pretty common. You can say whatever you want about them. I'm making a generalization. You can find out more here at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we'll be back in 21 hours. It's freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
And Stephanie.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. And check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.